have reached Dwight B. Confession.
Fuck yeah.
Do not call this number unless you wrote it for Trump. God damn it.
Shut up. I want you to be happy. Fuck you. Shut up.
Actually, I'm not a Trump supporter.
Shut up.
Father, ruin this fucking country.
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball.
Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
I don't know who the fuck this is. Why don't you come to my address and say something, motherfucker?
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball,
fucker. Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
My wife is in danger now.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker.
Following me, that's what happened.
Shut up.
I don't know who you are, man. Who is this?
Why would you believe any of this?
Shut up.
I've been asleep.
Shut up.
9:30.
Shut up.
Well, ma'am, the gentleman, he's the...
The gentleman? Who is the fucking gentleman?
Well, ma'am, please bring it down a notch.
Don't forget, you gotta get your green card from me, fuck.
Shut up.
All right?
What the fuck happened?
What the fuck? Who the fuck are you, man?
Shut up.
What kind of car are you looking for, dummy?
Dodge Neon. Bring it. Soft, bitch.
We ain't got no damn Dodge Neon here, man.
What happened?
Don't you ever call here again, man. You understand me, bitch?
I'll fuck your mother. What happened?
I'll fucking kill your ass, bitch. You understand me? Don't you call this motherfucker again, man. Bring your punk ass over here, man. Talking that shit. Talking that shit. Bring your ass over here. 320.
Shut up.
What happened?
I give you the address, punk. Bring your punk ass over here, man.
Shut up.
Bring your punk ass over here, man.
I'll bust your cherry. I'll bust your
Bring your punk ass here, nigga. Bring your punk ass here.
Is that a trailer?
Please. So I can beat the shit out of you, and then buy me some lunch and drink off of you, bitch.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here, man. I don't know what happened. Bring your bitch ass here.
I just Google Earth this.
Bring your bitch ass here, man.
Are you in the trailer?
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
Don't call me anymore.
Shut up.
You should put the fuck on your pants to get pleasure from me calling.
Fuck you.
Shut up.
What happened?
It's a green car, sir.
It's a green car. Are you ignorant, man?
I don't know what a green car is. You gotta tell me what kind of car you talking about, man.
Green car. The color is green, man.
Yeah, dummy. I know the color is green. What kind of car, dummy?
Shut up.
Don't call here no more, man. Don't call here no more, man.
Shut up.
Don't call here no more. Don't call here no more, man. All right?
Yeah, what do you want?
Don't call.
Hey, what happened? Fuck you.
No, fuck you, motherfucker, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, goddamn cunt.
Fuck me. Shut up.
Fuck you.
You don't call me
fuck
a cunt. You don't call me a cunt. Don't call me a cunt.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you, cunt.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
Can you eat your mother's asshole with that mouth?
Oh, I will.
I'm not allowed to swear on this line, sir.
You motherfucker, dick. Cunt, fucking piece of shit. Shut up. I love this country. Shut up. I do love this country. Shut up. I love this country. Shut up. I do love this country. Shut up.
Shut up.
Hi. How you doing? Hi. We need... Why'd it get weak like that? Oh, there we go.
98.6.
And now.
All right. Hi, everybody. It is, I guess it's the 9th day of March 2024, and we're here to do some Call Show Machines Incorporated LLC type shit. I currently have the chair in lifted mode. Probably will not last long because it's been going into low rider mode without me activating it pretty much since I set up for the show. But it might stay up all like this just to make me a goddamn liar. I did not prepare for the show. I was out all day doing some magical things. So I got home about an hour and a half ago, and we're just going to wing this shit. I'm going to wing it. But give me a second. Give me a second. I'm going to go ahead and bring the Skype on. Skype, I am activating. And we're here. I can't yell "and we're live" because, you know, fucking copyright. You know, he'd probably get me. That guy. He does all the fights. Hello, everybody.
Oh, welcome back to Ward Machine. Oh,
sounded like you had hemorrhoids. Thank you. Yeah. Oh, it's actually the first time wearing it. I was going to return it because it's a little big. It was a Christmas gift.
Looks good.
Yeah, it's about one size too big. It's a little long, but I waited too long to return it. I had the receipts and stuff, and I could have took it back, but I didn't. The All other right. one I got is a Lion, a Detroit Lions one, but that one will shrink because it's 100% cotton. This one will not shrink. It's not a shrinkable fabric. But
you can wear it when you sleep too, like a nightgown.
Oh fuck that! I don't wear shirts when I sleep. Fuck that! You see me over here doing shows without shirts on. You think I'm wearing one when I'm just sleeping?
I can't believe you're wearing a shirt right now. That was my first thought.
No, I don't do that. No. No, I went out today. We went. What did I go do today? Went to some thrift stores. Did some thrifting shopping. Went to a mall. Walked around a little bit. Got some other people some pretzels. Not me. I didn't eat pretzels. But and then we went and got some seafood. And had a seafood boil machine, and it was good.
That sounds.
It was very tasty. Very good. And I almost fucked up ordering. It was gonna be more expensive, and the lady's like, she's like, no, more expensive. Do this way. And the lady that actually owned the place, she saved me a couple of dollars. She's like, no, don't do that, no.
A nice place.
Yeah. Tip them good. It was the first time being going there, but. It was good, you know. Nothing like a little seafood. It had a little boil. It had there was some sausage in there. There was green mussels. There was snow crab, and there was shrimp. There was a pound of each, and then some hard boiled eggs, potatoes, and the half things of corn that they put in there.
That sounds royal.
Yeah, it was very good. Very good. Do one thing. We not going to answer, dude?
The text now subscriber.
Oh, you're a
you
text
trying
now
to
subscriber?
Read.
Ew, you poor. Ew. Fucking gross. Fine.
Hello?
Hi. I was calling, is this Judy?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I was calling because of the issue that I'm having with you guys right now with your yard.
Wait a second. What are you? My yard. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I live just down the way. I'm renting.
Yeah.
And I was walking by, and I noticed an issue.
An issue?
Yeah, you're right there on the corner, right? Correct.
No.
You're not.
No. Who are you?
My name's Dwight.
And how did you get my number?
Well, I wrote down the address, and then I called the police. I called in a complaint, and they told me who you were.
What about what?
You had your chick.
You
had no. You had chickens out in your yard, and they were clucking and making
a lot of.
We don't
have chickens.
I don't know if these are your chickens or not, but I had to call them.
What are you talking about? Where are you talking
okay,
about?
Okay, you know
Gilbert?
You know chickens, right? Yeah, Gilbert, yep.
Well, I don't live there, and that's not my property.
Well, it's still assigned under your... I checked the laws, and I checked all the ownings.
Well, I don't care. I don't care. That
still,
property was sold last month.
It still shows it's registered to you and him.
Well, I don't even own that place. That's not even my house.
Well, legally it is. We need you to come clean the chicken shit out of the yard because it's an eyesore and it's downgrading my property value.
What are you talking about?
Okay, you know how the cloaca. Well, I don't know if these are your
what?
Chickens or not.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Why are you so hysterical? Who let the fuse on your
because
tampon?
I moved. I don't even live there.
Okay, did John move too, or is John still there? Are you divorced? What happened?
No, we moved. It's not even our property anymore.
Oh, but it's still registered as your property.
Well, it's not because it's all the loan has gone through.
But I checked the registrar. I checked the registrar.
I don't care what you checked.
Okay,
you're not. You don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, when are you
that
gonna,
house has been sold.
Well, you need to come clean the doo-doo caca feces that the chickens left.
You're full of crap.
Hey.
I'm not coming. I'm not going there to do anything.
Well, you're going to get a fine.
I'm not allowed on that property.
You're
going to
get. You're going to get a fine.
Not my property anymore.
You're going to get a fine then.
Stupid.
Hey, don't call me stupid.
Stupid idiot.
Stupid. Don't call me stupid.
You're stupid.
No.
And don't call me
no,
and
listen,
bother me
because
I'll
go
call
outside.
The police on you.
Listen, I'll go outside right now. I'm just down here. See, look at these. Look at all these chickens. Look at all these your chickens all over the place out here.
What are you talking about? We never had chickens.
These are all your chickens.
You're full of shit.
No, these chickens are full of shit, and that's what I'm complaining about to you. You just don't understand. Hello. Put a man on the phone.
What are you talking about?
Let me talk to John. You're unreasonable.
He's not my husband anymore. We've been divorced for years.
Okay.
I was just taking care of the property, mowing the lawn and stuff.
You're in hysterics. Where is your psychiatrist?
Shut up.
Hey. Are you going to come clean up after these chickens?
Shut the hell up.
Come clean up after these chickens.
I don't even know who you are. Where do you live?
Is this your cow?
Oh, God, this must be a prank.
No, I need this clean, ma'am. I'm trying to sell my home, and you're bringing down the value.
What home? What home?
My home.
Where do you live?
I live over here on 144th Street.
Yeah, and which house? On what side?
Why are so many questions? I live on the side opposite of you. Do you know where the house is where I got the big pole barn out back and I got some of the big heavy equipments?
You mean the guy that just moved there?
Yeah, that's me. What's hang on, I'm having a hard time hearing you. Here, all right. Now, what were you saying? Sorry, the chickens were getting. I tried to shoo them away.
You live right across the street from me.
Yeah. Well, I thought you didn't live there anymore. Oh, now the truth is coming out.
You idiot! I'm trying to figure out where you are. You're the guy who just moved in. That paid $1,300,000 for the place, ma'am. Right?
Yeah. Why? What of it?
Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right. The house has been sold.
Okay, well, are you going to come clean it or what? That's all I'm trying to figure out.
Why would I clean it? I'm not allowed on the property anymore because it's sold.
Oh, John kicked
you.
Did John kick you off the property? I don't understand.
No, we sold the property. John and I moved. And the people that bought it are the people that own it now. And they,
I don't think it's advisable to you say those people, because the people I've seen there are ethnic. I don't think you're allowed to say that.
Are what?
Ethnic.
Ethnic?
Yeah, well, they're different colored people from you and I.
Well, who cares? His name is Ryan.
You kept saying those. You kept saying those people.
They're probably cleaning it up. It was bought as is. So they're taking all of the stuff away from the property.
Okay.
John took as much as he could.
Yeah.
And then it was as is. And we're not allowed
to.
So it
was repoed? The bank took it?
No, we got it sold. We sold it.
All right. All right, I understand, but listen, I paid over $1 million for this property.
I know, good for you.
And now the blight of your property with all the chicken shit all over everywhere
is...
It's
not my property!
Well, whose chickens
are
these?
It's not our property anymore.
You didn't take your chickens when you moved? What's the matter with you?
We didn't have chickens!
That's animal neglect. You didn't take your chickens. You just set them free in the world?
Oh my God, shut up! We didn't have chickens!
Listen... I need you to come clean. Neither here nor there. They left a mess, and that's your responsibility.
I never had a chicken in my life over there. So I don't know what you're talking about.
So they just appeared by the grace of God. Chickens all over the place.
I don't know, Dwight.
Now listen.
Shut up and leave me alone. I'm calling the police on your ass.
The poop's not going to clean itself.
I don't care. Get some of your workers. You got 50,000 workers.
I don't
over
pay
there.
My men to clean
Get
up poop.
Clean
we
it.
Build things like
Shut
men.
Shut up and don't call me again.
Get some gloves and some baggies. Get a trash bag and come over here, and you need to start picking it up by hand. There she goes. She finally.
Oh, my God. What was
oh, that? My God.
She was fired up. I sound so guilty.
She knows she left those chickens. That's what she did. She left them.
Soundbite gold. Soundbite gold. No, Dwight.
Yeah, I love it. She kept accentuating the duh. Duh, Dwight.
Hysterical.
Okay. I don't know. Do we call her back or is we leave her alone after that? She might pop a blood vessel. I'm not sure.
She probably won't answer.
I don't think she can resist answering a ringing phone.
She might.
This is like the movie Phone Booth. Like, you can't walk away from a ringing phone over here.
Yeah, we're under the 3 limit, so it's up in the air.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
I caught one of the chickens, and it told me that you were the owner.
This is a prank.
It's not a prank. Listen, he didn't actually talk to me, but I caught one of the little bastards.
They're not bastards. They're animals. They're from God. So shut up.
You're mean. Why are
this
you yelling?
Are
you? Do you need
this
to go to church?
This is a prank. Shut up. It's a prank.
Do you need a ride
Quit
to church?
Upsetting me.
I'm Come not trying to upset else. You. I'm trying to call you about the chickens, and you're flipping out.
I don't have chickens, you idiot.
You have a severe emotional problem, ma'am.
I never had a chicken in my life.
You have a severe emotional problem.
Yeah, I do, because you're an idiot.
You got me over here chasing chickens like I'm Rocky training to fight Apollo Creed.
Oh, you're full of crap.
What do you mean?
I don't even believe you. This is a prank.
It's not a prank. No wonder John left you. You're irrational. He probably caught you cheating.
That's the best thing that ever happened to that
chicken.
Guy, okay?
You were hoarding chickens, probably.
Shut up, you jerk face.
Hey.
Shut up, or I'm
you
calling
stink
the police
butt.
On your ass.
Listen, stink butt.
Shut up, or I'm calling the police on your fucking ass.
Jerky toes. Okay.
Hello?
Ma'am, I've gathered some of the neighbors and we're having a meeting about you.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I'm on the floor.
I don't live there anymore.
See, guys, I told you.
I don't
you.
Live there.
No. Hold on. I'm the representative from Chick-fil-A. And I think you've given us some substandard
chicken. I knew it was a prank. I knew it was a prank. Oh, you guys are hilarious.
Our customers are very unhappy with the chickens with your chickens.
This is
They're very unhappy.
Colonel Sanders.
They do not meet the standards that our guests have come to expect. Your chickens are like grade D. They're horrible. Don't sell it to us ever again.
Guys, we got to get the chickens out of the road. Here comes a car.
Watch out!
Oh, no. Why did the chicken cross the road?
To get hit by this fucking car!
Oh, the feathers everywhere.
Quick, get that one could probably be saved. Give that one mouth to mouth.
Oh, okay, here.
Suck that.
You saved it! You saved it! It's back! It's back! You're the best! You're the best!
The Colonel's so proud.
Oh my God, what in the world? I've got so much work to do. I don't have time for this crap. So quit calling me. I'm watching the Suns, okay? It's a close game.
The Suns?
Take your chickens home, then, lady.
Hey, the Sharks won. That's something that doesn't happen every day. Or every month. Or
a shark. They're playing those Celtics, you idiot.
The Celtics? Oh, those guys are racist.
Two different sports.
Yeah.
This is my favorite radio station.
You want to hear the jingle? Hang on.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say, can we give you a shirt?
98.6.
The mouth.
The mouth.
For that.
If we gave you a t-shirt, would it make it all better, man?
Do you board chickens? Nah. Like, I have several chickens that need to be boarded because I'm going to take a trip.
I don't never have owned a chicken in my life. So go, you know, suck that.
Game tonight.
Can we
talk? Use me?
Can we ask? Did you watch this? Did you gamble away John's freedom papers on the outcome of one of the Suns games, and then you lost, and you had to turn him in? What happened there?
John Foreigner?
Yeah, your ex.
He doesn't watch that.
Your ex husband.
John does porn? Is that what
you said? Yeah, no, he doesn't watch basketball. He doesn't watch any sports. All he does is work.
Yeah, is he living over on Juanita Ave now?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought he was back in Mesa.
He lives in Tombstone.
Oh, okay.
No, he lives in Tombstone.
You should give us his number. Never mind, I got his number. It's okay. What does his phone number end in? I just want to confirm. What's the last four?
I wouldn't tell you that. He doesn't have time. We work for a living.
Okay, I bet it's 6671.
Probably alcoholic drug addicts. Alcoholic
pot. If you don't give us the number, I'll have to revoke your chicken handler license.
I don't even remember the last time I ate chicken.
Oh, what are you, too good for chicken? You like the filet mignon or something?
Yeah, she won't put cock in her mouth.
Oh.
God.
And that's why she's divorced.
Where are you guys from? You can't be the guy across the street, that's for sure.
I am the guy from the south side of...
Top of the line, the guy across the street. So you're an idiot.
Don't worry, I'm gonna send my bobcat to go get these chickens.
Ma'am,
I don't care. They're not my chickens.
And the chicken wants to talk to you. He seems pretty upset with the way he's been treated by you. We took him through regressive therapy. Well, I'm a chicken psychologist, and I hypnotize the chicken.
Okay. Well, you know what? I don't have time. I don't have time for this. I work for a living, unlike you.
You're a working lady.
We used to do that when I was like 15, 14 years old. We used to play pranks like this.
Hello.
Grow up.
You must not have been very good at it, or you'd still be doing it.
But the chicken has trauma associated with your handling of it. And the chicken wants you to apologize.
Here, I've got the chicken on the line.
I'm touching.
Please apologize to the chicken.
I'm not even listening to you now. I'm trying to disconnect.
So you don't know how to hang up the phone? Disconnect. Like.
Now
what? You don't. You're
gonna bother nobody now. We doing chickens.
We take a boat on chickens.
You're all alcoholic potheads. That's what you are. All alcoholic.
Yeah, that's what she said. We're all drug addicts.
Favorite chicken? Popeyes, Chick-fil-A. What are we talking? What do we like here?
She's watching me hit a bomb.
Half that's true. Oh, am I supposed to call her again? No,
that was three. That was three. Yeah, she's not playing anymore. She's just kind of.
She's in on it. Yeah. She got a laugh out of it. So it was a successful call. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to mute myself now. You keep on doing your thing, Dwight.
All right, I'm a dial.
Let me help you.
Hi, how you doing there?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm calling. I'm looking to prepay a bond.
Okay. Yeah. So tell me about your situation.
Well, it hasn't occurred yet. It's just I've got some plans for this weekend, and I want to make sure that I can get out like as soon as I go in.
Got it. And did you receive a call from like a detective or officer, or you just kind of suspect that they could arrest you?
No, I haven't committed a crime or nothing yet. I'm just saying I want to have that just set so you know, when I get caught, I want to be able to just be arrested and then just come right on out.
Right. Okay, got it.
Because my ex-girl, she recently got a it's not a restraining order. Yeah, we're going to court on it still. But she locked me out, and I've got some of my, those top-shelf trading cards. Yeah, I got some of the LeBrons and stuff in there I'm trying to sell. And she won't let me have them back. She says, until we see the restraining order and the judge, we're not going to do anything about it. So I got this. You ever watch some of the Acme cartoon things? Well, they actually have some of these too. They got like a suction cup thing, and they got one of those glass cutters. And so I'm going to go and just cut a nice like glass little hole there, and I'm going to go in and get my top shelf trading cards.
Oh, okay. Got you.
And okay. So I'm afraid, you know, she's going to call the cops on me.
Right, right. And what city would is the residence at?
Well, it's over here. It's in LA, but it's kind of on the border. It can actually be just a couple of different ones here. But yeah, it's close to like Burbank and stuff. Like it's right there on the border. Like you got Pasadena that's over to the east. It's really south of Burbank. Yeah. And it like almost borders on Los Angeles.
Right.
And so I'm not sure where they would end up taking me, but like I'm looking to get like, do you got like a book of 10 prepaid bonds I can do?
So we don't do prepaid bonds. Like the only thing is like memorize this number and then call us and we'll get you out.
Well, I want to buy them almost like a book of stamps, you know? You know, you buy them, you use them when you need them.
Right. Right. Yeah. It doesn't work that way. We'll need to know the bail amount first. Yeah.
All right. You probably know what is the what's the line there where it crosses from a misdemeanor to a felony?
As long as you don't use violence.
She's not even gonna be home. I think I'm gonna get my top shelf trading cards, and I thought about urinating on the bed. So she doesn't have another guy in there, you know, kind of like marking my territory. But not, you know, nothing crazy. I'm not going to, you know, do holes in walls, nothing physical or anything like that.
Right, right. Yeah, I would say, you know, as long as you just do that, it only becomes a felony when you use physical force, from what I've seen.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm not going to use a weapon or nothing, no physical force. Just a good urination, you know. Like I said, I don't want to – that bed, we bought that bed together. And I don't want her, you know, using her blowhole with another man on a bed that I purchased. I feel that's an insult to me anyway. And she could avoid this all. She just gave me my goddamn trading cards. She got some of my Pokemon trading cards too. And I just, you know, I'm kind of pissed about it.
Right. Right. Well, yeah, you know, memorize this number and then they give you free calls if you were to get arrested and just give us a call and we'll help you then.
Okay, because like I think I can get a lot of money. I'm going to trade in some of these cards. That's what I'm going to end up probably using for bail. You collect some of these cards?
I don't really collect. Yeah, we don't collect really cards.
I got some real rare ones in here.
Yeah. No, I understand. But just for my personal myself, yeah, I would collect them, but I can't accept it like on behalf of the company.
It's just as good as currency. You know? I'm telling you, you probably get a lot more coin than I would get, you know, giving you some of these dollars over here.
No, I understand. No, I do know they're high value assets. Give us a call. Hopefully not, but you know, if something happens, give us a call.
All right. Hey, do you know? You know, one time I called when I was in Hawaii. I called Dog the Bounty Hunter to tell him he'll never catch me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then he caught me. I was out on bond with him.
Did he?
Yeah, yeah. I was on his TV show. Yeah, he caught me.
Oh, okay.
I resisted a little bit, like, but his son Dwayne Lee. Yeah, he came in there. He jumped on me, like, and then like the old dog there. He tried to act all hard and shit. He was down there yelling at me, like in my face, and then like. They took me back, you know, they did the whole thing where they tried to tell me like, oh, you got to look to God, brother. You got to, you know, a second chance. And then I serviced him sexually and he let me go. He let me go.
Right. Okay, man. Well, yeah, hopefully not. You don't get in trouble, but yeah, give us a call if you are in custody. Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait. One more thing. Hang on just a second here. Let's see here. Stay on the phone with me. I need an alibi. All right, let's see. I think they're over here. I can't fucking see. Get the flashlight. Turn the flashlight on this phone. So you watch any of the sports balls or anything? Where are they?
No, not right now, man. Right. But yeah, like I said, give us a call.
I got. Hang on, I got.
All right, best of luck to you, man.
I think I got him. Hang on. Oh shit!
I like the alibi aspect. That was cool. Stay on the line.
I'm telling you guys, like,
when stay I on talk the to... line and need an alibi.
Call when I Rick talked to Dog years ago, man. It's always been a great premise, man. It's always
He told me I was just doing a misdemeanor, so like I don't think he was gonna bail me out. He was like, you're gonna do shit.
You'll be
all right. Urinizing the bed.
Hang on, I might be able to find it real quick. J2H has called Ric Flair. Ric Flair has never answered his phone when we called him. Let's see if I can find the Dog the Bounty Hunter call.
Go bonds.
Yeah, I need to get a bond.
Okay, where's it at?
I'm at the correctional facility over here.
Which island?
On Oahu.
Okay, how much is your bond?
It's a $500 bond.
Oh, I don't do bonds. That's a fine. That's not a bond.
No. Well, it's a $5,000, but I think they say they gotta pay $500.
And what is the charge for $5,000?
It was domestic violence.
Okay, so it's you. It's on yourself.
Yeah.
So you would have to have a cosigner call me, because you have to have a cosigner.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're correct, it would cost you $500.
Okay.
So you want someone to call me on your behalf?
Yeah, I'll have someone call.
Yeah?
Because they arrested me because I was beating my own dick every night.
What?
Yeah.
Is it funny or what?
Hey, dog.
Is Benny hot, bitch?
You going to give us any jobs yet? You told us to get back in contact.
Oh, yeah, I do have one. Let me see. Let me put it together. Call me in 10 minutes.
Okay.
All right. Love you.
There was a previous call where he was like, you guys are good. You obviously have a burner number. He's like, I want to put you to work. He's like, I'll have you track down some of my jumps and all this shit.
Is that Dwayne himself?
Oh yeah, that was Dog the Bounty Hunter right there.
That was Dog for sure, yeah.
Dude, Dwayne fucking Chapman. Holy shit.
Yeah, he I don't know if I have the first one, I'd have to look, but let's do a call while we look.
Thank you for calling your bail bond office. Press any key for immediate bail service.
Hello, thank you for contacting your bail bond specialist. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm getting ready to be arrested. The police are outside right now. I need to know what my bail's going to be before I go out there and talk to these motherfuckers, as it is.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. So I want to know about what I'm facing.
Okay, so we won't know your charges until you get updated. But
I went down to a local restaurant that was closed, and I stole 600 pounds of grade sushi meat, and I dropped it. There was a hole in the bag, and they followed me back to my place. So I don't know what that is. I don't know if that is like what's the like, because I know down here I see a lot of things about like $1,000 like they can't make it a felony or something over. If so, I'm guessing misdemeanor. But I just moved here, so I don't know how that is. Because I had a real hankering for shrimp tempura, and I guess I could have went to some place that was open. But I was watching TikTok, and I was like, this doesn't look too hard. I can make my own. But the thing is, I didn't have any fish. I didn't have any grade sushi meat.
Okay. And you stole it?
Yeah, I definitely stole it, yeah.
Okay, so then a robbery...
There was no guns. It was closed, and I kicked the door. I gave the handle a jiggle, and then a push, and then it opened. And I mean, realistically, they should have something more strong to keep that door closed. That's going to be my defense, but that's, I mean, you don't need to know that. That's all I'm saying is, like, if they wanted to secure something, they should have more than just, you know, a deadbolt lock and then, you know, the dogs in there and stuff like that.
Let me see. Okay, so I don't know what else they're going to charge you with, but for a robbery or theft, I guess.
Theft. I like to be called a thief better than a robber. I like the vernacular that you have.
Okay. And what's your name?
My name's Dwight. And I'm a criminal. I'll admit that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what's your last name?
The last name is Johnson. It's Johnson. There's two N's on the end.
Okay. So we're going to... I'd have to wait until you get books so that we can see your charges.
Hang on. I got to look through the curtains. Oh, shit. Here they come.
Hello?
Hi. How are you? I'm calling about the chair.
Yes.
Is it still...
Yes, we have a chair that we're giving away.
Is it still available?
Yes, it is.
All right. Is this a chair I'm sorry. Is this Evelyn?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Evelyn. How are you?
Hi. Hang on just a second. I've got the TV going. I got to put it on mute. Ooh. I can't even... Okay. I'm hard of hearing. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
So I was calling about the chair because you're on the Neighbor app, right?
I'm sorry. Say that again.
You're on the Neighbors app, right? You listed it on there as well?
I don't know where he posted. My husband's the one that posted it.
Oh, is it Richard? Richard, your husband?
Yeah.
Yeah, he put it on the Neighbors app as well.
Oh, okay.
And I was calling about the chair, but I also I accidentally dropped my child on your roof.
Huh?
I was flying him over to the babysitter by drone, and my batteries became weak, and the drone landed and dropped the baby on your roof.
Oh, I don't understand. It dropped the what on my roof?
My baby. My toddler. I was flying in by drone to the babysitter, and I didn't charge it up fully last night, so it made a safe landing on your roof, but he's up there. I'm looking at aerial footage right now. You have you got the rocks in the front yard. Let's see here.
You have a baby on top of my roof?
Yeah. I was trying to deliver him like a stork over to the babysitter because I got to go to work.
No, this is a joke.
No joke, man.
This is a joke.
Nope. I'm looking at, we released the baby so I could get some weight off of the drone and, you know, so the battery's better.
No.
Yep.
Wait.
Right there. Yeah. Are you across the street from the guy that has the big, the big trees, like the palm trees, the thick palm trees?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking right now.
My husband is unavailable
It's okay, baby.
I can't go out.
It's okay. I'm talking to him through the speaker. It's okay. It's okay. This nice old woman going to be fine. Okay. See, he's good. He's fine. He's fine. The buzzing from the drone is soothing him. Self-soothing.
I don't understand what's going on here.
It's okay. Do you have a ladder and he can scoot down? He's a very smart baby.
You know what? This has got to be some kind of joke.
No,
because,
no.
You know, nobody puts a baby in a... Jesus, I can't believe this, and I can't get to my fucking husband. What in the hell is going on?
No, we put him in a harness. You know, it's like, you know, you've seen the movie Operation Dumbo Drop with an elephant. It's like, you that, know, but with a baby.
Oh God, I'm going to call the police.
No, why would why would you do that? It's not an emergency. He's fine. He's still in the little diaper sling. He ain't going nowhere. He's got a drone attached to him that weighs more than he does. He's not going anywhere.
Why am I listening to this shit?
Fuck does
I'm
I know.
Out here in my pajamas. I don't. No, this can't be.
He needs to be breastfed.
This has got to be a gag.
No.
I don't know what you're doing.
When you get him, can you breastfeed him?
I can't get to him.
Hey, hang on. Let me see if I got any more juice in this thing. Let's see if I can fly him down to your front porch.
No, you know what? You need to call the police and get somebody over here, if that's the truth.
Can you drive him over?
Or if you don't, I'm going to call the police.
No, don't call the cops. Why would you do that? He's not in danger. He's not in danger.
Crazy. This is shit.
He's fine. He's fine. He's fine. Little baby, you okay?
He came to drop the car on our roof. Why I listen to him?
Hello?
Hi. Do I have to explain the whole story? Did she tell you what happened with the drone and my baby?
Drone and your baby.
Yeah, I was flying him over to the babysitter, but I didn't charge it all the way. So, like, it made a safe landing before, you know, it crashes. They do that. And I landed on top of your trailer as it is.
Is that right?
Yeah. I just wanted to know if you can go up there and grab him.
What?
Can you go up there and grab him? It's okay.
It's okay, baby.
Sorry, I'm talking to him through the drone speaker. It's okay. It's okay. I got a nice old man on the phone. It's okay.
Yeah. You're so full of shit, it's unbelievable. Good night.
Hello, you've reached Gene Cleon with Rush USA Realty. Not available right now to take your call. Please leave your name and number, and I'll be back with you shortly. Thank you so much, and make it a great day.
Hey, Gene. I have an issue. I thought I wrote you several letters about your big palm tree being a nuisance because of all the pollen and stuff it releases. I just want to let you know that I tossed several like brown snakes. They're not poisonous or anything, just brown snakes up into your tree. So you might want to get rid of it now because it's got snakes and they go. Some tree snakes now.
How do they go again?
That's how they go. Oops. Play.
Hello.
Hi, I'm calling about the bagged fecal stuff you have.
Yes.
Oh, let me turn my radio off here. Hang on. Thank you. Has it been filtered or anything, or is it all just, is it like raw or
no,
what's going on?
I have horses, they poop and I bag it. I don't compost.
Oh, okay. So there hasn't been any eggs or anything like that, or like eggshells or anything like
nope,
that?
Nope, it's just horse poop.
Okay. And then how much of it do you have like on hand? If you, I don't know, do you buy the bag
have
or 40 pounds?
Bags.
Okay, how much each bag weigh?
Probably have 25, 30 pounds. It varies.
Okay, no, that's fine. Just an estimate is great. And it's free from what I understand? Because I was given this information secondhand.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it any of it spoken for, or is it all available if, like, one person wanted it all?
It's first come, first serve.
Okay, all right.
So right now there's 40 bags ready to go.
Okay, because I have these guys. They chase me around a lot, and I'm trying to set... I guess what you would call almost like a Home Alone-ish style type trap for them. And so I need to get, I think 20 bags would be plenty. I might want to go with more. I don't know. But I'm going to put it all in the back of a truck, you know, the wood sides and stuff and no tailgate. And I'm going to get on a skateboard and I'm going to skate around Hill Valley. And then as they chase me, I'm going to get out of the way real quick and they're going to smash it to the back of a truck And then manure is going to go all into the car. You know, it's a convertible. And he's like, oh, I hate manure. Like, I got it all planned out. But Biff deserves it.
Okay.
Biff's been chasing me around since I was in high school. And I'm 40 years old now, and he keeps coming after me.
Sure. That's an interesting use for it, but sure.
Well, no, he was my high school bully, and he just never grew up. But I never moved out of the town, and he stays here, I think, just to torment me.
Okay, well, call me back when you want to get the plan done.
When I get the what done? When can I come get it? Please. Did you ever find that number, Crispy? Are you still eating the sushi? Crispy's leaning right into the stereotype about Asians. You know, she's like, oh, I can have a hot dog, she says. But what's she doing? No, she gets sushi.
I have to go through my contacts, but it's kind of old, so I don't know.
Wait a minute. Why did you have her number in your contacts?
We went to business seminars, the same business seminars, so it was like a networking event. So I don't even know I should be giving it out.
Did she hit on you?
No,
she wasn't into that phase yet.
I didn't really feel like I don't know. I think she has kids, right?
She does. She also had two husbands. But I think it was during the last year she married a woman. Yep.
I think she was still straight when I first met her years ago.
Oh. I mean, she could have been.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Atlanta Belmont. Jacob, I'm helping.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Listen, I'm down here at Muscle Beach right now. And I'm standing over there. Some cops right here, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to get arrested.
Okay, do you know what for?
They're talking. They're getting this one guy. He fucking tried to punk me out here, right? And so I literally told him. I said, "Go ahead and lift this," and I gave him like some real heavy fucking dumbbells there. And he lifted, and I pulled it. I pulled his pants down. Now they're talking about some assault because I exposed his pecker.
Okay. Well, right now I really can't do anything because we don't know your bail amount or if you're actually going to get arrested or anything like that.
Yeah. I'm just looking to maybe give you guys a credit card right now, put it on file to prepay a bond or something here.
Unfortunately, we can't do that, boss man. It's against the law for us. Unfortunately, we have to wait until you're officially booked in.
I mean, I don't know why they're like going to even charge me with that or anything. He was the one with his pecker out in a public place. I mean, they're not even talking about charging him.
Yeah, I understand. Like I said, you may not get arrested. Like I said, if you do, just remember this phone number, because unfortunately they're going to take your phone. You're not going to be able to use your phone to try to get some numbers
out. Right. I mean, you probably know a little bit about the law in your type of your field there. I mean, is that really assault? I mean, I didn't hit him. I didn't hit him or nothing.
Honestly, sir, it kind of just depends on the arresting officer.
Yeah, I just tugged on the fabric. I mean, I think he should have had a belt on.
Yeah. I mean, if he wants to be a dick and stuff like that, then he can go and book you in under that charge. Or, yeah, I really can't say.
Okay. Yeah. Like he. I mean, they talked about it. I'm just like I disagree, and I don't know what I could do. Like I he's still looking. Like I could run. But I don't.
I mean, if they didn't officially arrest you or tell you to stay there, I mean, I would probably go in and try to just walk away and see what they say.
I'm gonna run away on three. Hang on. He's looking. Hang on. All right, I'm out.
A few moments later.
Hello?
Yeah, how you doing there? I'm trying to get a hold of somebody about some rental.
Okay, yeah. It's down on Court Street?
Yeah, Court Street, correct.
Yeah, there's two units there. There's for rent. There's a one bedroom that's $1,150, and there's a three bedroom one and a half baths is $1,450.
All right. So there is other people staying in there too, right?
On Monday, there'll be somebody there on Monday.
Okay. What are the chances I could just rent the whole house? What would that run me, like, without anybody else being there?
You can just do what?
Like, you know, I like, instead of just renting a unit, guy just rent the whole thing. That's what I'm trying to ask.
Well, somebody has to be there.
Well, yeah, I'll be there. You talking about another person being there or me being there?
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, I don't understand what you mean.
I want to rent all the available units. I want to rent them all.
What do you mean another person in the rental?
I thought you said somebody was going to be there Monday, like another person.
Yeah, there's a man working there. He's working there five days a week.
I thought you were saying there was another person staying there on Monday, like a person that was renting or something.
Okay.
No. What I'm trying to do is I just want to kind of like all the space in there. Like, I want it all. I'm asking how much does that run to get it all?
What do you mean you want it all?
How many units do you have in there?
Two. There's three. There's one in the back. There's a cottage, and the front house is like a duplex.
All right. I want to get all three.
You want to get all three?
Yes. Yeah. See, I do a streaming service, and I run kind of a game show, right? So, like, I want to convert all of them. And I'm just gonna stream the internet from there, and we're gonna get wacky. We're gonna get the wet mops out. We're gonna slap each other. We're gonna punch holes in the walls. It's gonna be great. It brings in a lot of big cash, enough to repair it all.
There's someone living in the unit in the back.
All right, we'll get them out.
They can't be moved.
Well, I mean, they could. You probably can't do it because you're the landlord, but I could have them moved. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm out front right now.
Yeah,
hang on.
I don't know. I'm out front right now.
I'm out front. I'm gonna move them now. Here we go. I'm gonna get this door out of the way, and then here we go.
There's nobody there now.
Ah, that's why it's dark in here. Son of a bitch. Well, now there's glass on the floor.
What do you mean you're gonna move the? You're going to do what now?
They got to go. I can't stay here if they're there. It's ridiculous. I don't share.
Look, listen, I don't like what you're saying. If you want, I'll call the police and send them over there.
Why would you call the police? I thought we were friends. You're my landlord.
Yeah, you were talking about breaking glass there? Why are you using vulgar language?
I'm sorry. Don't call the police on me for cussing, please. My mom will be cursed with me.
Well, don't stay away from the building, please. I do not want to rent to you.
But you're my landlord. We have a verbal contract.
Goodbye.
Hey, asshole. Hey.
Hi, you've reached Osher's machine. We'd like to remind you that God loves you and that he just wants you to love him back. We would like you to leave a message. Thanks.
Mary, Satan wants his fruit. Give me this citrus. I want all the citrus that you have to offer. Mary, you and Gary need to bring me the citrus. Give it to me now. I will send my demons to get in the trees. They now populate the trees. The trees are ours. The trees are one.
Doing that voice fucked my throat up. I need water.
Mark speaking.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Good.
Good. Do you want to talk about the issue or no?
What issue?
About the house. You got all those trees and stuff out in front. Why?
What?
Yeah, the trees in front. What's going on with them? They're not being kept up.
What property are you talking about?
The one on 24th Ave. The gray house?
10,000.
Yeah. Yeah, 08, yeah.
So, on 24th Street?
Yeah, the ones by the ditch.
Right. What's wrong with it?
What, you keep putting some type of fertilizer on them or something? Like, are you putting those sticks in, like the growth sticks or whatever they are you put near the plants?
Nope.
Okay, it's but something's running off from those trees and into the ditch water, and it's making my son very, very sick.
Who the hell is this?
My name's Dwight.
Yeah, Dwight. Where are you from? Where are you from, dude?
I'm from down the road.
Where at down the road? What's your address?
What do you mean, what's my address? I know you guys live right across the street from that brown thing, right? I want to make sure I'm not getting the wrong person. I don't want to be that person.
Well, you are being that person.
I'm down here at 9910, and my son drinks out of that ditch.
Your son drinks out of the ditch.
Yes, he gets that water. They've been teaching him in science class that's clean rainwater, and they collect it and he drinks it because it has a nutrients. Because we used to give him purified water bottles, but then it just makes him sick. He needs the nutrients. Okay. So I need
you
to stop.
Here's the deal.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Here's the deal. You need to listen. Okay. Here's the situation.
Sure.
First of all, Pierce County runs the ditches.
Okay.
So if you have a problem with your son drinking out of the ditch, you need to call Pierce County.
No, that's not my problem. My problem is you're polluting it right there. Like, he comes and gets in that ditch right next to your driveway, and he gets it. Hello?
I'm sorry. What happened?
I don't know. I thought that was on your end.
No, partner. No. So what's happening with the ditch?
So he goes at night and he collects water from several different points down. He collects it from the ditch. And he labels them so he knows where he gets them from. So he has cup one, two, three, and so on. So when he gets to cup three, which is where he gets it next to your driveway, next to those trees.
Okay.
He gets sick because he only drinks them one a day. He has them 1 through 7. And on day three, on Wednesday, he gets sick from the water.
So, can you hear me, sir?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm changing over my earpiece. So, I'm really concerned because we are 100% organic here on this property.
Okay.
I don't put out fertilizer or any of that stuff, but you have to understand that there is cross ditches that come across, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there, if you look at my main driveway, there's a ditch that comes across from the church side.
The church, yep.
Okay, so 100, we don't fertilize anything. I mean, I haven't even put out, if you look at my yard, it's a 90% moss. I haven't even put moss killer out there.
Oh. Okay.
So I'm really concerned too. So there's something going on.
Well, yeah, because there is down the way, they do have, I know there's some people down over this way. They have like a little miniature barn and stuff over here, and they got some, a couple of animals and stuff. Maybe it's runoff from them. They live across from,
from
a church.
No, I'm really concerned because I don't want that because we put nothing on there.
Okay. I'm going to apologize now because I did come and dig up
one of your... No, I want to know more.
Well, no, I did dig up one of your trees and brought it back so I could test it.
You did?
Yeah.
What trees was that?
The pine, the ones right in front of the ditch. The row of them?
In front of which ditch?
In front of your house. I don't understand the question. You have a row of trees right in front of the ditch, right next to your drive.
So we have the, what are those trees called, honey?
I don't know. They were pines or...
Arborvitae.
Yeah, so no, I don't know what trees are named. They're by the pole, though, by the telephone pole. The power pole.
Yeah, so we have arborvitae, and we had, oh man, it was just a big job going on. We went to put those in and just put a nice front fascia there, and we had to dig down, and there was nothing but roots in there from an old system, so mm-hmm. a big old spruce tree and stuff.
Right. But he took the one to the far right.
So facing the property or facing out?
Like if you're facing the property from the road, all the way to the right.
Facing the property to the road, all the way to the right, that would be over by other neighbors.
Yeah, that going towards the property line of your other neighbors, the ones that have the white fence, like the half fence by the drive there, the white one.
White fence by the drive. I don't.
They got the two because they got the gravel and then they got the asphalt driveway. Okay. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, that's to our right. So if you face my house, that's to the right. That's so.
Yeah, yeah.
So Jim, okay, I got you.
Yeah, it's right next to the it's right next to there. Yep.
Yeah, no. If you want to take any samples, I've got no problem with that because
He took the whole tree though.
The whole tree.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what tree he took, but anyway. Okay, so I'm
at home right now, but I just don't understand why you tried to you tried to kill my son.
I didn't try to kill your son. I would think nothing. I don't want to kill nobody.
I mean, I don't know what he did to you that you've been trying to poison him like this.
Why would you say that? You're making accusations. I don't even know your son.
Yeah, and that's the other disturbing part is you don't know him like personally. I don't.
I'd like to meet him. I'd like to meet you because I'm a pretty friendly guy.
Did he walk out in front of your car or something? Did he curse at you? What happened?
Nobody's harmed me at all in this neighborhood. I love this neighborhood. I love all my neighbors.
Okay, yeah, and that's what everyone else has told me because I've asked people about you. I'm like, hey, what do you know about Mark? And like a lot of them are just like, oh, you know, the only thing I know is he's like 56 years old.
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm good. I'd love to meet you and your son and make any chill along with
it. Hey, do you hear that again? I'm not imagining that, right? You're hearing that too?
I'm hearing that crazy stuff too.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, but I can definitely hear it.
Oh man, that's crazy.
I was making sure you could hear it though.
No, I can't.
It sounds like I thought maybe that was your wife or something making weird sounds trying to just force me off the phone.
No.
Because it sounded like a woman making really car cool crashing sounds or something like that. I don't know.
No, she's really cool too. So, where do you live now?
I live down here at 9910.
9910.
Yeah, I'm on the opposite. I'm on the opposite side of the street of you.
9910 is So's place.
It's right next to right next to the church actually.
That's So. That's my buddy So's place. So he lives at 9910, so...
Yeah, he's subletting a room to me.
No. He built the house. He's got his family there.
He's renting a room to me. That's what I'm telling you. Me and my son stay in a single room because I just recently got divorced.
At So's place?
Yeah, and he's taking me in.
So what's So's full name?
What is his full name? I don't know. He's just So. That's all I know him is So. That's how I answered his ad.
No, there's his full name, bud. So you're messing with me.
I don't understand. No, I don't understand.
Okay, so I'd really like to meet you.
Okay, we can make that happen. That's no problem.
All right, how about right now?
That's fine with me. I gotta go ask Punlock if I can like go out tonight, like if he's gonna lock it in front of me or not, or
who?
I'm talking about Solgheath Kong.
So where are you gonna meet him? Well, you gotta.
No,
go
I gotta ask him if he's gonna lock the door behind me when I go. I want to make sure I can get back in because I don't have a key yet. We gotta go to the hardware and get a key made.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, Solgheath don't play. He like with his safety.
Right, right. Because we're neighbors. We're buds. We protect each other.
Right. No, I can understand that. Like, is Art still? Art's still here though. Like, you hang out with Art or?
I don't know who Art is, bud.
Art stays here.
That doesn't sound right, my friend.
Well, I mean, it doesn't make it any less so.
Where do you want to meet? Let's go out right now. I'll put my boots on and let's go out there. Where are you at?
Can Maria come with us?
I don't know who she is, or he is. Sure.
Okay. All right. Do you want to meet halfway?
Where do you want to meet?
Well, halfway. You start walking this way, and we'll walk that way. We'll meet in the middle.
On what street?
24th.
Alrighty.
I'll start walking that way, and you walk this way. It'll be like that old country song.
All right. I like it. All right, I'll see you out there in a minute.
All right. Yep. Give me 3 minutes.
All right. Yeah. I got to put my boots on, put my jacket on. I'll come see you.
All right.
And I'm so sorry. What was your name again?
Dwight.
Dwight?
Yep.
Okay, well, you know my name is Mark. Okay, all right. We'll see you out there.
All right, cool, Mark. Bye. Right.
I will see you in a few minutes. Awesome.
All right, bye. People were saying meet him at the Walmarts. They're saying ask for a ride. He literally lives like 5 houses down. He's not going to give me a fucking ride to his house. He'll pick me up and drive 5 houses back to his house.
Get him
like,
out the door.
Just get him out. Just get him out. I don't know why he's trying to poison my son, though. Fucking Wingless is over here screaming and shit. They can't even hear him. The only people that can hear him is the audience and us. Like, that guy had no fucking idea.
Oh, shit. I had no idea. I'm just starting fucking hacking it up, dude. Some guy knocks on my door while we're doing this. He's like, are you fucking okay?
Oh, boy.
Called me back later and said I was met by the Walmart on Horse Machine Ranch Road.
Should call him later and be like, you stood me up, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling Hart's Roadside. Carmen speaking. Are you in a safe location?
Yeah. I was just letting everybody know that I'm very, very late for my flight and that I was going to be leaving the car at the terminal.
Okay. Do you have your case number or your rental record?
Yeah, hang on. It's in my glove box. Let me go ahead and get that for you. Here, you reach over. Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Are you okay? Sir? Sir, are you okay?
Where's my phone? There it is.
Sir?
Hello?
Sir, are you okay?
I don't know where the rental agreement is anymore.
Okay, what happened?
I think the car will be fine.
What happened, sir? Are you okay?
Yeah. This train came out of nowhere. I tried to beat it. Let me see if I can start. Oh, it started. I think it'll be good.
Okay, move off the railroad track.
Yep, I'm backing up. Hang on. Oh, this is a good car. It flipped 3 times, still started back up.
Oh my God.
I don't know where the keys are though. Do you have the capability to turn it back on? Like, is there OnStar on this thing?
So I need a rental record.
I do too. I might not have explained this very, very well, but I just flipped three times and I had the rental record in my hand and then gravity took over.
Okay. So did the train just hit you?
I hit the train. It was already there. That was my mistake, but I got the insurance, so that's okay.
Okay. What is your the license plate of the vehicle? I need something to pull up your information. Have a case?
No, hang on. Let me go. Hang on. Let me look. Let me get out of the car. Let me see. Let's see. Sorry. My leg. Ah, I got a cramp. I got sciatica. Hang on. All right. All right. Here's the thing. I don't see the license plate right now. Where is? Hang on. Let me look. Okay. Is there any other way? I don't see the plate.
Okay. Did you already call about this issue earlier, or?
No. I wasn't late earlier. I got a late start to the day because I had it's my first time to California and I did a weed dispensary tour and I just got what the youth call blown out of my fucking mind, and so I was trying to sober up before I left, but apparently I wasn't sober enough because I didn't see a big fucking train in front of me.
Oh my goodness. You didn't get hurt? Are you okay, though?
I mean, my leg looks like a Chinese spare rib right now, but I think I can walk it off.
My goodness.
I'm tough. I used to do UFC fighting, and like this happened to me one last time. My name's Anderson Silva, by the way. And I got my leg snapped in half when I was trying to block a kick. And like I thought that was crippling, but I thought that rod they put in my leg, like this would never again. But obviously, the doctor malpractice is going to happen.
Right. Oh my goodness. Well, I don't know what all I heard or what I heard you screaming. I don't know what happened there, but
yeah.
I hope you're not.
Who would I call about a future crash? Like if I know I'm going to crash, who would I call and talk to about that?
So you would call roadside.
Uh-huh. Oh, all right. So I would call roadside before or after?
Probably after.
Okay. Oh yeah, they come clean after. up the mess and stuff, like, cuz there's a mess. There's a headlight hanging out. It looks like if the car had eyes, it looks like those silly Google glasses, you know, they're attached by the springs and then they droop out. You know, like a slinky.
Right,
it's like that.
So, yeah, we need to gather information here in regards to this accident, but we need a license plate or the rental record number.
Yeah, see, I don't have either of those because the plate came off. I thought it was secured. Like, I didn't check it, but it was there. It was there before this happened. So, what can I do? I want to help.
So, maybe look around, see if your paper's there, your rental record, check your emails. There has to be something we sent
email.
You that says a rental
email.
Record.
Yes, but I can't find my phone.
Oh, how are you talking to me?
On my phone. Oh, head injuries. They're so fun.
Yes.
Oh, I'm on my phone. Great. Let me check. All right. Let me get my Gmail. Log in with Gmail. The train's back!
Oh my God, move. Get out of the vehicle and move.
How often do these trains come through? Oh, that was close.
Oh my goodness, are you?
The train
was still on the tracks.
I was outside. I was checking for the license plate in my paper, but the train took the car.
Really?
Yeah. It's gone.
Oh my God. Well, I'm sure glad you got out of that car.
Yeah, me too. Like, my leg's already messed up, but I mean, the car could be replaced. I mean, I have great insurance.
Oh,
I got your guys' insurance. I even added an extra driver. But I don't understand. I had the worst luck. This happened in Hawaii.
So you have your phone? Really?
I happened in Hawaii one time, yeah. Except I was going on one of those volcano tours. And it wasn't my car, though. But but I was in one of the buggies, and they took us to the top. And they were like, oh, dormant volcano. And then, like, we got up there, and a bunch of smoke started coming out. So the guy got really concerned, and we sped down. And then he missed a turn, like it was one of those dirt shoulders. And we end up, it went off, and it skidded down, and we ended up in the ocean. I'm very accident-prone.
Oh, sounds like it. Oh, my God. 9 lives.
I probably used 15 of them by this point. I hope I have more. I have poor spatial awareness. Like my depth perception is very off, especially when I don't wear my glasses. I have what's called walleye vision. Like it's my depth perception is very poor.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's concerning. One day I'll find a woman that loves me even though I have a disability. Because I can't tell you the amount of women that I've, for like first or second dates, I've went in for a kiss and I've accidentally headbutted them and like their nose bleeds.
Oh my gosh.
Hey,
yeah.
Wait a second.
Yeah, take.
Oh, the train's back. Here comes the car.
Get away.
Now the train's just taunting me.
Oh my gosh, yeah, you need to stay away from that train track, please. You're scared me.
Don't be scared, it's okay. I like I said, I got a broken leg, but I'll be strong for you. You be strong for me, I'll be strong for you. We'll be together soon. I'm walking to you. All your love is all I need.
Okay. Did you find your rental record, sir?
No. No.
Okay.
But I do want to tell
like
you that
near
the
town?
Yeah, I'm in town, but I'm gonna tell you the blood's not coming out of my leg, which is thankful. I think it's going somewhere else.
Okay, are you bleeding, or do you need to call 911?
Nope.
Or?
Nope. I found some leaves, and I used their natural like stickiness to adhere them to my leg.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm good. Mm. They got the healing powers. Mother Nature take care of me.
Yeah.
I think it's because I get spontaneous erections when I'm frightened. That's why the blood's not coming out of my leg.
Mm.
It's a self-defense mechanism. It's a part of the fight or flight situation, and I choose to fight. I fight for our love.
Okay, so well, we're gonna need a rental record.
Yep.
Before we can do anything.
Okay. Can I go look for it? And I'll call you back if I find it.
Yeah, definitely give us a call back. Roadside is open 24 hours.
Oh, no, I'm not gonna be able to call you back.
You can call us back.
No,
we're
no,
open
I can't.
24
no,
hours.
No, I can't. I just died.
Okay, so you need to go ahead and hang up and give us a call back or call 911.
I can't hang up. I'm dead. Oh, we have a 4+ minute voicemail with the Carlito bod. All right.
It's the people about the ditch water.
Oh, good. We were supposed to meet. We didn't.
They sound irate. Here.
This call may be monitored or recorded for training purposes.
I skipped ahead to here, but I'm guessing that they start talking any minute now. There we go.
Hi, who is this?
Hi, it's Mark.
Where?
You just called me a little bit ago.
You were calling from?
Huh?
It's funny that you should call, because my third eldest, Larissa, was talking about it last week.
Oh, awesome!
Someone did call last week about the same thing. Was that you?
No. You just called me.
She we're talking was about the first your son. In the family to go to university. So we're all really quite proud of her.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's a good job. So,
I'm sorry,
you said
I couldn't
your son
exactly
got sick?
Hear you there.
So your son got sick?
What was that again?
You called Mark and said your son got sick out of the ditch.
Could you say that again, please?
You said your son got sick out of the ditch?
Well, you know, here's the thing.
Whitney.
The last time someone spoke to me on the phone, I got in quite a bit of trouble because, well, my oldest, Rachel, wouldn't speak to me for a week, and that really hurt. And sometimes these things are really quite important. You know, no matter what it is.
You there?
Well, you know, since you put it that way, you've been quite kind to me.
Well, but you called me and you had a concern about your son. Do you have a son?
Oh, are you still there? I'm sorry, my hearing is not so good. What were you saying again?
How about now? Can you hear me now?
I'm sorry, I got diarrhea. And you caught me at a bad time. Can you say that again, please?
Sure.
Well, that does sound good. Yes, yes, you've been quite kind to an old guy like me. Now, Larissa, my third eldest, I believe I've talked about her before. She's quite the smartest and...
Right, right.
I'm sorry, can you please repeat yourself? The diarrhea is very loud coming out of me. Get out of me, Taco Bell poops.
Okay, so are you okay? I'm sorry about your health.
Oh, sorry. What was that again?
I said I'm sorry about your health status.
My bottom hurts. I had too much Taco Bell and got the meat sweats.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, that's the worst.
Yes, well, you know, I was in the middle of making feces in the toilet when you called, so...
Well, okay.
I'm scraping by as it is with the world economy, finances the way they are.
No, I get it. You got to vote different, right? You got to vote different come November, so... I'm sorry you're having
a
problem.
Where did you say you were calling from?
I'm calling from... You just called me.
Hello. Are you there?
You know I'm here.
I'm sorry I couldn't quite hear you.
You know I'm here. But anyway, you called me.
What
and
was that?
We're talking about stuff. You know what?
Well, here's the thing. I got in trouble on the phone the last time. My family won't talk to me anymore. So
well, I don't blame
I have to be a bit more careful on the phone now.
Okay.
I pooped a lot while you've been on the line with me.
Well, that's good. That's good. I'm a natural laxative. So,
pooped
anyway.
All over the floor. Oh, God, why?
Oh, that's just wrong.
Can you give me some toilet paper, honey?
All right. Well, I'll let you get back to your business. Nice talking to you.
Please, excuse me. I need to flush the toilet or my anus is going to meet Taco Bell.
That's funny.
I made a poopy.
I hope you don't have cancer and bleed out and die.
The poop is coming out so fast and sideways.
Yeah,
there
might be cancer there. That would be just wrong. I hope you don't die. You better call 911. Yeah, call 911. I'm sorry. Bye.
All right, then. There you go. That's the Carlito bot.
That's the KLA. How can I help you?
Hi, you cook steaks?
We do.
Okay, can you explain to my vegan friend why he should eat a steak? I've been arguing with him all night, and he says I'm wrong. But he says if I can get someone else to side with me.
Listen.
This guy's going to tell you why he's a professional. He's going to tell you why you should eat it. Why you should eat a steak. Put your tofu down.
Well, I'm not the professional. I can get you to a professional in this moment.
No, listen. Don't fuck this up. Tell me you're the professional.
Oh, fuck.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, hi. I was just telling the other gentleman that I've been in an argument with my friend. He's a vegan for about the last half an hour. And he's arguing, saying steak is not nutritious, that actually it'll give you brain disease if consumed. So I told him, he said he would eat a steak if I could talk to somebody and that you could prove to him and you can, you could reassure him that he will not get brain disease if he tries steak.
Well, I'm not a scientist or a nutritionist of anything of that matter, but what I can say is that there are definitely more cheaper cuts of meat that are linked and filled with different types of, I don't want to say chemicals, but it's filled with so many different types of hormones that are not good for the body. But specifically at STK, we have very, very fine cuts of some of the best cuts of meat that you can state or meat that you can get. So I can say from a professional standpoint that our cuts are very high grade, where we have never had anything linked with something like that. So I can only say that from that perspective.
Yeah, see, these aren't artificial intelligence steaks like you keep trying to claim.
No. Listen here, Dwight. I fucking want a tofu steak, but you refuse to cook me one.
See, he's been watching Texas Chainsaw Massacre movies, and he's telling me, oh, see, look, he won the chili cook-off with human meat. Now he's claiming all the steak in the world is just human steak.
It fucking is.
This is not a ChatGPT
sirloin,
sir.
Yeah, I don't know too much about that.
Yeah, he claims his ChatGPT sirloins, like you guys are printing, like 3D printing artificial steaks in the kitchen.
Unfortunately, we are not, no. But was there anything I could help you with apart from that information, like a reservation or a
A reservation, but can we, because he's spurging out a little bit. I need to put him somewhere where he won't disrupt your other guests. And what I would like to do is to I want to tie his arms down to his side and force feed him steaks is what I would really like to do. But I need a secluded area in order to accomplish that.
I hear you, sir, but unfortunately the only secluded area we have is private dining rooms, and you need to place a deposit for those. Okay. Otherwise everything is going to be on our main floor.
Okay, because I want to take a good ratchet strap and I want to strap him to a chair, and then I'm going to plug his nose so he has to open his mouth. I'm going to do it, you know, cartoon style. And then I'm going to take chunks of meat, just big fucking chunks of meat that he can't swallow, so he's forced to chew it. And then he loses all of his vegan powers.
Thank you for calling AB Steak. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi, Yasmin. How are you?
Hi, doing very well, thank you. How are you?
You know what? I'm doing just fine. How much time before you close?
We close at 11, but our last seating is at 10 o'clock.
Okay, I'm hurrying. Me and my son are in the car. Yeah, me and my son are in the car. We're on the way. Son, let go of the wheel. Son, are you okay? Son, where are your socks? They're not gonna let us in if you don't have shoes on.
Man.
Oh, the crash has had the same effect as your mother. I don't know what that means. I think they'll still see this if you have a open head wound. I think you'll be okay. I don't think they have a no bleeding policy. They serve steak medium rare. Come on, let's start walking. We're not going to make the last feeding. This is how... Oh, man. Come on, man.
Is everything okay?
We crashed. We were on our way to the last feeding. Well, somebody needs to read us the last rites.
Dad, my chicken strips.
Oh, son, I'm disowning you. We're going to a steak place and you want chicken strips?
Yes, Dad, I want chicken strips and Harley mustard.
You're adopted.
Hi, thank you for calling Hampton Sweet and Chica. This is Wendy speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Wendy. Have you ever heard a grown man and his son crash into a train at 120 miles an hour? Yes or no? Yes or no, quick. Yes or no?
Jesus Christ, she's gone. She's God. That's not really a good thing, because she's going to report that number to the police, I think. We have to call back and smooth
it. I want to tell her we're daredevils.
Sure mid, wait, hold on. Make sure we're that stuntmen. It's mid-crash, okay?
Hey, you're evil.
Can you set that up?
Yeah, mid-crash. Which one? The vocal ones or the real one?
The real one. The vocal one's ridiculous.
Yep. All right, start dialing, because here we go.
There we go.
For calling Hampton, Santa Rosa. This is Penny. How can I help you
today?
Hi,
Penny. Me and my son, we're stuntmen. Can you clear everybody out of the front of the hotel? Because we brought a car in pieces, and we put it together on the roof, and we're about to do some sick fucking tricks.
Hey, I'm
great.
Dan, can I rev it up?
Yeah, dude, lay off the horn. They're going to clear the people. We'll be fine. Go ahead. Good. Start it up. All right. Feels good. Doesn't it feel that steering wheel? Grip it. Yeah. All right. Citrix! I'm so proud of my son. Look at that barrel roll. So tight. Tight just like his mother.
Dad, that was fucking...
Yeah, I think you might need to go back to trick school.
No, he landed it.
What'd you say to me, woman?
He landed it.
Landed it?
He landed all four. Yep.
I'm Evil Knievel Jr., okay? Listen, you'll disrespect me, motherfucker.
Oh, it still starts? Yes. Sick tricks. That motor mount is awesome.
Let's do the next one.
Do the next what? Mm-hmm. Okay, next trick is we're going to jump this...
Next trick is we're going to jump this train.
We're going to jump the train off the roof. Sick tricks. Okay. This one's a little slower than the other one. Hang on. And we got the train to safely to platform 9 3/4.
Oh, fantastic. That was a really good one. I really liked that one.
Yeah, that one was slow and safe. That was slow and safe. Yes, it was, Harry.
5-point landing.
Yep. I'd get some sex for landing that train like that.
Damn it, Dad, you didn't turn the power up to 5. It was on 1 on the train.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, can we see 5?
Yeah, please? here's 5.
Just one more time.
Here's 5 on the train.
I'm at the train! Oh, shit!
Oh, no, why'd you tell us to get it up to a 5? This is not good.
Ah!
Dude, that's not good. That's open flames right there.
Oh yeah, maybe
I'm gonna be honest, guys. That one's a little weak.
Hey, son, here. Take the fire extinguisher inside and spray this woman and cool her down. She's overloading her naughty bits.
Okay, Dad.
Cool her down.
Here, look. I'm doing it right now.
All right, let's go down.
This woman, Dad.
No, hey, come Dad, on. Get in the elevator. Come on, we're going to go downstairs.
Oh, okay.
We're going to go down top floor. This is going to be your new stepmom.
Dad, what if she's ugly?
It's your stepmom. You're not supposed to fuck
that her. That could be.
You're not supposed to fuck your stepmom. Quit watching Pornhub. Hey, how are you at getting stuck inside of a dryer? Face first.
Honestly, that's a kind of a rookie mistake.
Oh, well, how do you do it for reals?
How do you get stuck in a dryer?
Yeah.
Well, you know, depending on what skill level you're at. Like, I'm at skill level at least 60. So.
Woo! You're so setting your arms off. You're getting it hot in here. Woo! So, how much?
Come on, what's the next sound? The next one on the soundboard.
Okay.
What's the next one?
Okay, all right. Well, I'll play this game. Okay. Choose 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1 through 10.
7.
Okay. Let me hit 7. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1 through 10.